Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Birthday today, 39 years of age.
I know.
Britney Spears.
I'm sure she was hoping that she would not be still controlled by this conservatorship that her dad is in charge of. But recently she has been in a court battle trying to get her dad removed from controlling her life. And it's been shut down. It's been denied. So he's still in control. She's still in the conservatorship, which is just insanity.
Isn't it a bit eerie, the song lyrics, when you think about it? My loneliness is killing me.
Whoa.
All those years ago,
yeah,
her first song, and she's living that to this day. And you kind of get a feeling.
Wrote the song.
No, I know that, but still.
I think.
Conspiracy theories, guys.
I think Dr. Luke wrote that.
Dr.
One.
Luke?
I think so, yeah.
Heard of that guy?
Yeah.
Did he work with Kesha?
There's been some bad stuff about Dr. Luke over the years, but he is responsible for the launch of a lot of these pop stars in the like Britney Spears, Kesha kind of genre.
Right.
And he is a bit of a, you know, he's the producer and the brains, quote unquote, brains behind that kind of manufactured pop music.
I see. Yes. That's where I've heard. So behind a lot of the hits that we hear.
Yes.
Big fan back in the day. I had the poster on my wall.
Oh, I bet
of that
you did. You probably
clip.
Thought you were going to marry her.
I did.
Yeah.
At
I
one
think
point.
Most people did.
Yeah.
I loved Britney. I got swept up in all of her music videos. That was the thing I loved about her the most, is the way she would dance, the way that she was just so confident. And I'm like, yeah, I want to be like you. And now I really don't.
Did you ever meet her in your MTV days?
I've never met Britney Spears.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I think she,
I'd still love that.
Yeah, she definitely, her peak was pre-Maz Compton on MTV, definitely. And then when I started at MTV, she started doing weird stuff. So that's why they didn't roll around on the red carpets when I was hosting those red carpets,
you
know what I mean.
I see.
Yes!
Although I did hear you tell that story running into Eminem in the toilets the couple of days that I was off.
I did run into Eminem in the bathrooms backstage at the European Music Awards.
I'm a huge Eminem fan.
Yeah.
Like that would just blow my mind.
So am I. And it was really weird because I guess I just have to, if you missed the story, I was at the Europe Music MTV Awards in Rome, and I went backstage to go to the bathroom, and they had like a male and female kind of demountable bathrooms. Like they were nice. They weren't portaloos. They were nice. And so you stepped up into it and I could see these 2 feet like facing towards the wall, and I'm like, that's, you know, just a glance. And then this door swings open and it's Eminem. And I swear he looked at me and he's in his head, he's like, what is this chick doing in the dude's toilets? And I looked at him and I was like, that's Eminem. And then we just like kind of walked past each other. And that was it. Like no conversation, just this really awkward deer in headlights moment for both of us. And then continue on with the job.
He's like, oh my God, is that Maz from MTV Australia?
He did not say that at all. Like he was probably thinking that I was a stalker, groupie, following him into the bathrooms.
And I would have. If I saw him walk in there, I would have been that guy.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
That was a weird moment.
Well, so
weird stuff happens at the MTV Awards, let me tell you that.
Were you
much.
In the dude's toilet or was he in the chick's toilet?
He was in the chick's toilet.
What was he doing in there?
I can confirm. I think he just thought, the other thing I think is maybe he's just Eminem, and when he needs to pee, he just whips it out, and whatever toilet there is, he'll pee in it because he's Eminem. Who's going to tell him not to?
That's fickle.
You know what I mean?
Not me.
But he was definitely in the female toilets. I can confirm.
I was going to say, I don't know.
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
No, say it. No, you got to say it. Come on, mate.
So weird.
What are you thinking about Eminem's bits?
I was going to say, I'd even hold it for him.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't, but it's like, it's Eminem.
You thought about
the album.
Are you still thinking about it?
Very quickly, let's go to New Zealand and this 4-day work week. No, you don't want to do that?
Let's talk about
No, come on.
Fantasy that you've...
We've got Elf on a Shelf stuff to get to next.
Why?
I'm just saying if you ask
this
me...
This is why you could never have worked at MTV, mate.
Maybe I should have.
Oh, Eminem gets to the set for the TRL interview and Gordy's like, hey, mate, do you need a hand with anything? I mean, quite literally, do you need a hand?
Anyone else? Am I alone in this? Anyway, Hayley?
No, I would
Hayley,
not.
Producer Hayley, would you hold it?
I mean, if he did ask.
If he asked.
No, Eminem is not asking anyone to hold it.
Maybe
he is capable of holding it himself. He's a grown man. He's been peeing out of it his entire life. No one needs help doing that. No matter how famous you are, no one needs help It doesn't acquire a second set of hands.
Until now, I've never really thought of the luxury of it, though. Like, imagine just not having
to... You want someone to hold yours?
Ma'am, I don't know. I've never tried it. I actually don't know. I don't.